Sukkah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sukkah Bavli Daf Lamed. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis and with Aleph, at the beginning of the third perek. Mishnah says, Lulav HaGozel VaYavish Pasol. A stolen or dry lulav is invalid. Shilasheru Shilar Nidachas Pasol. If it was worshipped as an idol or comes from a city that must be destroyed due to the idol worship that exists there, it's invalid. Niktam Roishoi Nifritsu Olav Pasol. If the top is cut or the leaves are split, it's invalid. Nifridu olav kosher, Rav Yehuda Oimer Yagdinam Namala. If the leaves are separated, it's valid. Rav Yehuda says that one should tie it on top. Sinei ha Basel Ksheiris. Sinei branches of Basel Mountain are valid. Kol olav sheyesh boi gimel tefachim kedei la'aneiha boi kosher. If a olav is three tefachim long with room to shake it, then it's valid. The Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Chiya lekachtem lochem mishelochem veloi hagozel. The Gemara brings the brisa of Rabbi Chiya. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Chof Gimel Pasuk Mem, you shall take for yourselves, and we learn from there it must belong to you and not be stolen. Amar Levi Zeshu Noitel Lulav Gozel Lamahu Daimeh Le'echad Shekibed Es HaShiltoin Tamchoi Echad V'Nimsa Mishaloi. Rabbi Levi says, one who uses a stolen lulav is comparable to a person who honored the governor with a gift of food and it was discovered that it already did belong to the governor. Amu Eloi Lazeh Shenaseh Sneguroi Kateguroi. They said to him, his advocate, and the lulav is supposed to remind Hashem of our merits, becomes his prosecutor, as Hashem is reminded of this person's theft. Shofar akum v'sholio nidachas, Rav Lozer omar kosher. Rav Lozer said that a shofar used for idol worship or from a city that must be destroyed is valid. Tani Rav Chiya kosher, Tani Rav Hoshe apostle, hakol moedim v'lulav shu apostle. Rav Chiya taught that it is valid, Rav Hoshe taught that it is invalid, all agree that a lulav with these flaws is invalid. Mabin Shofar or Mabin Lulav, why is a Shofar different to a Lulav? And Rabbi Yossi, Belulav Ksiv, Belakachtem Lochem, Mishel Lochem, Loi Mishel Issa Hanoya, Ramahacha, Yom Tur Yelochem, Mikal Mokim. Rabbi Yossi answers, the Pasuk says about Lulav, you shall take for yourselves, it must be yours and it may not come from something that has a prohibition to derive benefit. However, the Pasuk says about Shofar in Bamidbar Perek Choftes Pasuk Aleph, it shall be a day of sounding the Shofar for you. And this implies that in all cases one fulfills the mitzvah of shofar, even when using a shofar that has a prohibition upon it to derive benefit. Amar Blaza Taman Begufoi Hu Yotze Bamhocha Bekoilu Hu Yotze V'yesh Kol Osa Banoya. Rav Lozer gives the second answer that there, a lulav, one fulfills his obligation with the item itself. Here, it's with the sound of the shofar that he fulfills his obligation. To the prohibition against deriving benefit applied to sound? Ma Pligin B'Shegozloi Meshupa Avalim Gozloi V'Shepiu Domim Hu Chayavloi. They disagree when he stole it after it was already filed down and shaped for use, but if he stole it and filed it down, he only owes the owner its monetary value. Gozal lulav mikan v'hadas mikan v'arova mikan v'ogdam. If a person stole a lulav from one person, a hadas from a second person, and an arova from a third person, and tied them all together, now he has his three minim together, bound together, did he acquire it through the change that he made? Or since we say that lulav does not need to be tied, he didn't acquire it. Nishmanim in Ador, Sukkah Gezula, Istanai Tani Kasheirub, Istanai Tani Pasula. Let's prove it from here. A stolen Sukkah, one brisa teaches that it's valid, and one says it's invalid. Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Rav Shuv Ben Levi, Manda Amar Kasheira, B'Shegozal Karka, Manda Amar Pasula, B'Shegozal Pasal. Rabbi Simon, quoting Rav Shuv Ben Levi, said that the brisa that taught that it is valid refers to when he stole land and his act of building a sukkah acquired the land. The brisa that taught that it's invalid refers to when he stole sukkah. Ve'efsher shulei yikasher b'miyashev minamalon. The Gemara asks, why did he not acquire the sukkah when he tied it? This shows that tying is not called a change that makes an acquisition. Aron de kisoin b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ben ze uben ze pasula ezohi kazula pasula kol shehu nichnas b'soich sukkosa shechaveyoi shulei midaitoi. Rabban of Kisoin, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that in both these cases it's invalid. What's the case of a stolen sukkah is when he entered a sukkah without the owner's permission. Kehado, Gamliel, Zuga, Avadle, Metala, Goy, Shuka, Avav, Shimon, Lokish, Amalei, Man, Choralach. It's like the case of Gamliel, Zuga, who built a sukkah in the marketplace. Rabbi Shimon, Lokish passed by and said to him, who permitted you to do this?